Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because we want to put those coats on those kids. They need them. 1,000 new coats on kids here in the Pacific Northwest, and they need that. All it takes is $34 to put a brand new American-made coat on a child in need. Any donation will help keep these local kids warm during these cold winters. So whatever you can do, it doesn't matter if it's $5, $1, whatever the case may be, help us out. And you know what? If you just want to share it on your social networks, if that's all you can do, that works as well. It all stays here in the Northwest because that's where the coats go. American-made coats, just $34. It's all it takes. Or even less, but we can do the whole thing, man. You want more info? You want to donate? KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa!
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs, but it's Wednesday, so maybe we can whack him instead.
Whack him.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo! First Mr. Wacky of 2019.
Whack it.
Well, I mean, it's the, what's the date today? The 9th?
Yeah.
So it'd be the 2nd, because the 1st, the 2nd of the thing, yeah.
Nope.
The first one for us, yeah. Never mind.
So I just said the first Mr. Wacky for 2019. No? All right, fine, whatever.
Whatever. Okay. Let's get to our contestant. Okay. We've got Gary and Everett. And Gary, are you there, sir?
I am, yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see the Rival Sons over at the Neptune Theater on May 2nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, get them now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here!
Yeah!
For those playing at home, Gary will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Gary, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
Whack it.
Nice. Michael Keaton played which Spider-Man villain in the 2017 superhero movie Spider-Man Homecoming?
Oh, pass.
What is the heaviest breed of bear?
Heaviest breed of what?
Bear.
Bear. Grizzly?
No.
Black bear?
No.
Kodiak?
No. What duo released the album Sounds of Silence in the 60s?
Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes. From which country do we get the Czech Republic and Slovakia?
Repeat that, please.
From which country did we get the Czech Republic and Slovakia?
USSR?
No.
Ask.
Who wrote the 1837 story The Little Mermaid?
No idea.
Pass.
Pass.
Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis both starred in what 1998 action movie?
Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis. Pass. Wow.
What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
Yeah! And with that Gary pulls a deuce.
Woo!
Whack it was deuce. You did.
Whack it.
But at least you got to two. I mean,
yeah.
That last second answer there got you
whack
that wonderful
wow.
juice there. Even Gary's amazed by himself there.
Nice effort.
Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Michael Keaton played which Spider-Man villain in the 2017 superhero movie Spider-Man Homecoming?
Crap. What the hell? The Goblin.
No.
Oh, crap. Batman.
No.
He played Dr. Octopus.
No. What is the heaviest breed of bear?
Kodiak.
No.
Black.
No.
Polar.
Yes! What duo released the album Sounds of Silence in the
60s? Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes. From which country did we get the Czech Republic and Slovakia?
Czechoslovakia.
Yes. Who wrote the 1837 story The Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
No.
Disney.
No.
Disney. Who wrote it? Mark Twain.
No. Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis both starred in 1998 action movie?
Oh, Independence Day.
No.
Oh, what the hell is it? Bob Pearl Harbor.
No.
Crap, what the hell is the name of that movie? The Fifth Element.
No. What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Pizza.
Yes. In Roman numerals, what number does the D represent?
Three. I'm going to say, what number does the D represent? 50.
No.
100?
No.
1,000?
No.
Million?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Steve, you only got 4 correct. But you win!
Yeah,
Gary
baby.
Got a deuce.
Yeah.
You're sampling
the best! All right, Gary, take it, buddy.
4 correct, avoided the whacking. I don't know if you're simply the best there.
Yeah. Between the two of us, I am.
Yeah. It's a double doink.
Better than anyone.
Yeah. That who played today.
That's what that was.
Double doink.
Does anybody know the number that the D represents?
I really don't.
I can't even picture it.
500.
Oh. So you were kind of around there until you went million, but yeah.
I had a tough time picturing the D.
Yeah. Anybody know who wrote The Little Mermaid?
Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a name I know, so at least I'm happy about that.
No, it wasn't just some random guy. There was a pretty well-known author.
I didn't know they had, like, outside freelance work.
Disney. Disney didn't write everything. They basically stole everything.
Yeah, they based it on everything.
Wow.
Yeah,
Shots
based
fired.
On.
I had no
Those
idea.
Are the guys that bring us Star Wars, and Marvel movies.
They stole Star Wars. They stole Marvel.
Wow, you're one of those guys.
Well, I'm just saying they're buying out everything.
You like your Thanos, don't you?
I like my Thanos.
Yes, I do.
All right, so we better be quiet, or Disney will kill him off.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen in the next movie anyway.
That's true.
I already got my movie. I don't worry about it. Well, speaking of superhero movies, what role did Michael Keaton play, BJ?
He was the Vulture.
He was the Vulture.
Did you not see the movie, Steve?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I mean, dude.
All right. No, you're right. There's a lot for you to fall asleep
What
on.
Does Stevie Tomatoes give it?
Oh, it was a good film. I remember it. And Michael Keaton was awesome in it. But I just couldn't remember what character he was. I don't really pay that much attention
it's
to
It's funny that he played a guy called Birdman in another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the whole full circle thing.
And then the movie in 1998 that starred both Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
Danny was very mad that this
Titanic.
Was not.
No.
Was it Armageddon?
Yes.
It was
Armageddon,
yeah.
Yeah, I totally forgot that movie.
Well, so did everyone else. Well, congratulations in spite of that, though. Steve, you won with 4 correct.
Caller 4, you're checking out Rival Sons at the Neptune. Caller number 4, 206-421-ROCK. A woman was cleaning an airplane last year and found a message written on a barf bag. And this is like taking social media by storm. It was signed by a 21-year-old by the name of Andrea. She said that she just bought the flight last minute from Miami to D.C., to intercept her best friend while he had a layover there so she could tell him she loves him.
Oh, she wanted to give him a layover.
Wow. So she just decided, I'm going to get on a plane, see if I can get there.
Isn't this like How I Met Your Mother, like an episode of that?
Yeah,
I think it feels that way.
Yeah, you're right. And since she was going to Australia in 4 days for a semester abroad, it was her last chance. Why write about her mission on a barf bag? She said, quote, my Wi-Fi doesn't work, so this is me venting. So now people on social media are trying to track down Andrea to find out if she did catch the guy between his flights. But so far, Andrea's identity is still a mystery. But this is, you know, Reddit is, people are talking about it, and it's a big story.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm reading this thing. She really spent a lot of time writing. So if you're reading this, hello, my name is Andrea, and I am incredibly bored right now, and this flight is going from Miami to D.C. I'm 21, so I bought this ticket last night at 4 a.m. and then tell the whole story you talked about.
All right, Andrea. Just to, dude, so it said friend, didn't say boyfriend.
Right.
Wow. I mean, everybody likes to have a little adventure, but I think this was ill-advised.
Yeah, I'm lame for writing this on a barf bag, but I'm bored. And my Wi-Fi doesn't work, and I'm nervous as F, so this is me venting. This enormous Starbucks pumped with caffeine probably isn't helping. Anyway, I hope this made your flight a little less boring. Do me a favor and do something crazy today like I am. Good luck, whoever you are. Love, Andrea.
Oh, well, you know what? Now all of a sudden I'm turning the corner on this. I kind of like Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun thing to find.
You know, I thought she was writing that to try to get us to help her, but she was just like putting it, here's what's up. And
this is what's going on in my mind. I just need to journal it.
Yeah, and it was a late flight. I think it was a red eye, so I can see why she had the Starbucks going through her veins.
I kind of want to know, too.
Yeah.
This does sound like the making of a really bad romantic comedy.
Oh, this is Lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is Lifetime.
What would they call it? I mean, like, you know.
Layover Hangover? Layover Passover? I don't know.
Love that makes me want to puke.
Oh, okay.
That probably doesn't go well with the Lifetime.
Yeah. Mile
Sorry,
High Candace Misery.
Cameron Bure.
Yeah. I don't know. That's we got to come up with a good name, though, Steve. We do. Because that's half of the battle for those Lifetime movies.
It is.
Yeah.
Man, how would you take it if someone shows up at a layover and it's just like, I love you?
Ooh.
Your friend.
Well, if it's a girl.
Well, yeah, it's not Danny.
Yeah, if it's a girl, I mean, I
could tell you today.
I mean, unless it's a girl that I just don't want in my life and I think she's already kind of stalkery, then yeah, I would be really disappointed. But if it's a woman who I find attractive and, you know, and thought, wow, she did that. I mean,
I feel like you kind of have to know. That's a huge risk.
Yeah, you do.
That's very awkward.
With dudes, you have to know.
Yeah, what if she goes, hey, I love you. I flew all this way. And he's just like, thanks.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, I don't know why you did that. Or worse, she flies in and there he is just, you know, having a mile high action with a flight attendant or something.
The only time I ever did something stupid romantic like that in college, I remember, it was just like, I'm going to show up and wait for this. Like, it was a person I was like into, and I was like, I'm going to wait for them to come home and be like, hey.
Oh, that doesn't sound stalkery.
And I was waiting, and she came home with another dude, and I was like, oh, no. Why did I do this?
Oh, that's horrible.
This was a terrible idea on paper, and it was a terrible idea in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's such an awkward age. When you're
20s,
young dude,
early 20s,
and you just don't know how to do it right. I wonder if it's bad now, or because of all the social networks and the internet, there's just information available that I feel like a geek like me, I would have gone online, I would have done a lot of research, which wasn't available to me when I was in my 20s. But now the system's available,
and it doesn't even seem like stalking at that point. I'm just looking at their about on their Facebook to find out what things they like.
Back I would just day, be,
it's just it would be
I
creepy.
Just waved on Messenger.
I wouldn't go that route. What I would do is I would go to experts so that I could find the right way to interact with a woman.
Experts.
Oh,
yeah. Try and find John Cusack.
Exactly. Like, you know, should I get a boombox and blast it outside her window? That's the thing I would look up. I wouldn't stalk her on Facebook. I think I'm smart enough to know that's a little stalkery.
We've got some suggestions for the name of the movie.
Okay.
Call it Layover for Love.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Love is in the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Passenger 69.
Oh, that's the one.
Barf Bag Diary.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Yeah. Barf Bag Hag.
Barf Bag Hag.
Oh, that's just mean.
Yeah.
So he says it wouldn't be a Lifetime movie. It would have to be a Hallmark movie. Lifetime movies are now about stalkers and killing your husband.
Still can be.
Yeah, we haven't figured out how this movie ends yet.
What are they trying to do? Take away from ID? The Investigation Discovery Channel? That's their bread and butter, all the people dying movies.
Have any of you done, though, the something that would be straight out of a romantic comedy? You know what I mean? Like one of those moments?
I'm trying to think if I have.
Oh, I want to hear it.
It was super cheesy. I was dating this dude, and I asked him what his favorite movie was, and I told him, come over, but I need you to bring three different types of clothing, because I don't want you to know what we're doing. Mm. I want you to dress up as if we're going to a fancy dinner, bring sweatpants, and bring casual clothes.
Swim trunks.
Right, exactly. We don't know what we're doing.
Already, I would be like, I'm done with you.
So he comes over, and I had built...
It's hard enough to find one outfit.
Yeah, right? I'd be like, if the girl said to me, "We're this is like first, what date is this? First, second, third, fourth?
No, we were dating for a minute.
All right, I guess I'd have to deal with it then.
I had made him a steak dinner at home, and I built a couch fort, and we watched his favorite movie in the couch fort, which we proceeded to fool around in as well.
I don't know how I feel about it, but you're very childish. I think See, I think you're probably good for dating your own age, but if you were dating an older man and you said we're going in the couch for it, I'd be like, okay.
You had me at steak.
Yeah.
You lost me at the couch for it.
It was awesome. It was just a bunch of blankets. You kind of get all cozy underneath it. You kind of feel secluded, but you have the TV in the living room. It was awesome.
So Vicky's very childish. You know, she brought in that little teddy bear thing to heat up her leg.
He loved the steak and the opportunity to have sex.
Yeah.
I don't think the couch for it was like, I've always wanted to come over to a couch for it.
I even consulted with my guy friends. I'm like, is this too much? And they're like, dude, if a girl did this for me, I'd marry her on the spot.
Oh, come on. Those guys are trying to make you feel good. If a girl told me to wear three outfits.
A bunch of kids from high school?
Yeah, exactly.
exactly.
Couch forts are kind of cool.
She went to middle school and asked those kids, Steve.
That's a good point.
Have you guys been in a couch fort recently?
No.
It is legit.
You know why
you're
we
missing
haven't?
Out?
Because we're goddamn adults. That's why.
No, because you're old and crusty and you don't know how to have fun.
I'm sorry, man. Look, I'm with Steve on this.
I'm sorry, I'm old and crusty, and I don't know how to fun.
I'm with Steve on this. My wife, when we were dating, she proposed to have sex anywhere. I would do it. I didn't want to have sex outside in a school area, but it was like, well, you know what? And then I got discovered by all the kids in the school, and it was very embarrassing.
What? Whoa.
It was horrible. It was horrible, because it was a college, and I thought, you know, we thought it was no session, and turns out it was a session. It was summer
two
school.
Two different sessions there.
Yeah, and so, I mean, they were all of age, but they still didn't need to see that.
Gosh, right?
Yeah. But again, like Steve said, I didn't want to do it. If my wife said, hey, you know what we should do for old time's sake? I go, you know what? No, you and Vicky can go build a couch fort. I'm not going to go have sex outside of college again.
Hey, but somebody says they're 40, and I love the couch fort.
Yeah, couch forts aren't bad. They're great.
Well, you too?
Yeah, why not?
Have you done one?
No.
Okay.
See, couch forts is not the problem, but if you told me, like, bring a swimsuit and then we're just staying in for
I didn't say swimsuit. I said sweatpants, casual wear, and
swimsuit.
Fancy.
I got excited.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. If I'm bringing multiple things of clothes, one of them should be a swimsuit because I want to go swimming.
If it's not a Speedo, then I don't like it.
How about this person? This is in high school. I got to talk to my future wife and seemed like I wanted to seem like a good guy. So I took a carrot from lunch and had some ranch on my finger. We had a lot of seagulls. So I threw a little piece of carrot at her head and I was like, OMG, come here. And I acted like I was wiping bird poop off of her head. But it was really ranch. I didn't tell her until after we got married.
Oh, that whole story is disturbing. I think I'd rather go on a couch for it.
Weird. Here's some fake bird poop.
Hey, I saved the day. I wipe bird poop off of your head.
Yeah, that is like a sitcom idea.
Yeah, it is. Steve, we these are our listeners, right?
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm done.
What?
With
it's just an extension of you, man.
That's the problem. I'm starting to look at myself and I'm like, how did this all happen to me?
Right. Somebody says couch fort all the way. I'm 50.
Yeah.
All right. Got this homeowner in California caught someone outside their house on their security camera doing something so beyond ridiculous. And he was doing it for 3 hours.
Couch fort.
It wasn't a couch fort. You're going to hear from this homeowner at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A married couple from California were out of town this past weekend, but when they reviewed the security camera outside their front door, they saw a guy who spent 3 hours standing there licking their doorbell.
Have you seen the video of this?
I have not. I've seen this. All I've seen is a still image. And I'm like,
it's fantastic.
I'm like, I don't know if I want to see any more than this.
It's hilarious and creepy at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in this guy's head.
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't want to click on it. I thought the still image was so disturbing.
I mean, the headline told you everything you needed to know.
Yeah. The sad thing is their kids were home at the time when this happened, but they didn't encounter the guy, fortunately.
That would have been weird if you open up your door and there's just this guy going,
Wow, that is just, wow. Here's Sylvia talking about what she saw going on outside of her home when she looked at the security footage on her phone.
I thought, boy, there's a lot of traffic. I go, 5 o'clock in the morning. My son doesn't get home till 6 o'clock. I go, that's kind of odd. So I started reviewing the videos. Well, who the heck is that? Like, this just kind of reinforces how important it is to have security within your home. I thought, oh boy, that is just weird. And you kind of laughed about it afterwards because technically he didn't do harm anybody. He didn't break anything.
Yeah. But they did turn the video over to the cops. They did find out who it was, a 33-year-old dude by the name of Robert Arroyo. Not only was Robert licking the doorbell, but police say he was also caught on camera appearing to relieve himself in the front yard. There we go. Yeah, this guy's a...
Oh, my gosh. Dude, he's really going to town on this doorbell. I'm watching more of the surveillance footage.
He also stole some extension cords off the porch, so the cops are trying to track him down on prowling and theft charges.
I mean, he's kissing that like it's their first date.
You think he's high?
I don't know.
Or just a mental situation?
I think it might be a mental situation. Wow. I don't know. What would you be high on that it would make you want to do that?
Ecstasy?
Yeah.
Dude.
The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Although he does remind me of Happy Gilmore. Remember when he was doing that to the intercom?
Oh.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
I'll give you the old smoochy smoke, kissy wissy. Hmm?
Yeah.
You know Happy's going to make everything okay.
Doesn't make it better.
No, it makes it 10 times
it
better.
It really does look like Happy Gilmore. It does.
Like
I mean, he does.
It.
It's scary how much that scene and what we have with this guy on video looks alike. It's really scary. I'm thinking life is imitating art.
Do you think maybe he was just inspired by it? He lost a bet?
Exactly.
You have to go do a Happy Gilmore?
If he's not high or he doesn't have mental issues, then he's Happy Gilmoring it. Yeah. I'm with you, Steve.
But for 3 hours?
Three hours is a long time.
He's dedicated, man.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's why for 3 hours.
When you first dated somebody, you could go on and make out for a good 2-3 hours and not be bored by it.
Maybe he...
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's it.
How some people are attracted to cars. Maybe he's just attracted to houses.
Or doorbells.
Exactly.
Well, that's a guy. Yeah. You know, but we talked to that guy. Who's our buddy?
Ed Smith.
Yeah, Ed Smith. He's a, you know, he's a reasonable guy. We had a conversation with him, and he's like, look, this is my thing. This guy just, you know, just looks disturbed.
Too bad we haven't seen a picture of the house. We can't tell if it's an attractive house or not.
It's a nice looking house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I understand. I mean, yeah.
It's got nice angles.
Yeah.
If you have the security cameras, you have to protect a nice house. So it's got to be a sexy house.
That's right.
Touche.
Yeah.
I like that though, when they came back, they said, yeah, we did wipe down the doorbell before we touched it. Like, I mean, that would be.
Yeah, you Purell that bitch.
Think about anyone who went to their house and rang their doorbell after that.
Oh,
you're just like,
oh,
man.
Just, oh, gosh, humanity.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a family caught a man on their home security footage spending 3 hours licking their doorbell. Based on this,
what world are we in?
Yeah. When have you seen something odder than that? Or just as odd? When does that happen? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. When have you seen something odd, like, you know, a dude licking somebody's doorbell for 3 hours? Tell us that odd story after Smashing Pumpkins on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, a family caught a man on their home security footage spending 3 hours licking their doorbell. Based on this, when have you seen something odder than that? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Ben in Linwood. Ben, you are on The Rock.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Ben. What you got for us today, buddy?
Yeah, so this goes all the way back to junior high, like 13 years ago. And there was a girl who was always really combative, always in a bad mood, always asking weird questions. She wasn't special needs or anything. But she was really, really weird in the fact that whenever she was on her period, she would throw her dirty tampons at the walls and at the ceilings. And one time she even dropped one down the stairwell on top of people. It was bad.
Oh, my God. She would drop them on people?
Sorry.
Steve freaked out so much he accidentally like spit all everywhere.
Oh God, I know. I need a towel now.
She would dip it in Hawaiian punch and throw it at somebody down the hallway and then run.
That's a biohazard nightmare.
Wow, dude. This wasn't that long ago.
That's hilarious.
Wow, dude, I appreciate
the
call, Ben.
That would be
the
worst thing ever.
Wow,
if all of a sudden that just drops on you.
Oh yeah. Oh, man, sort of Damocles tampon style. No.
Oh, I would vomit.
That's the big controversy in wrestling right now. There's a wrestler that did something like that in the middle of her match.
No.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, for reals?
No. It was a plant.
Okay.
But she had it, and it was done up to look a certain way.
Oh, God.
And everybody's freaking out about it. Priscilla Kelly, she's actually been here a bunch of times and wrestled her. Actually, her husband's from around here, Darby Allin. But,
Wow.
She was in the middle of a match and whipped that out and used it as a weapon.
Oh, no.
And the internet wrestling community has lost their mind over it.
Yeah,
some think
it's
hilarious. Some think it's a little edgy.
So perhaps.
And some think it's killing the business.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, do you think that Vince McMahon's going to come knocking on her door anytime soon?
Well, she was part of the WWE's Mae Young Classic, the women's tournament.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she was used, but like she didn't get signed or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, obviously they won't let her do that move in the WWE.
Well, you know, and I could see why she would do it. If it gets her attention and all of a sudden Vince turns around and does go, all right, well, she can't do that, but she surely knows how to get attention.
It's insane how much attention she's gotten over this. It's rather entertaining to watch people get legitimately mad because, you know, and she's her response was, it was fake, like wrestling. It was not real. I pulled it.
Yeah.
You wrestling's fake?
I mean, parts.
Uh-huh. I mean, still, even, you know, here's the thing. Yeah, wrestling's fake, but if somebody violated somebody on stage, even though it was fake, you'd still go, well, you just put your hand over there. I mean, that, you know.
Right, and that's been the argument.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, oy, oy.
I'll have to try and find the video for you to see if you want to see it. But, I mean, yeah.
Do I really want to see it?
Well, I mean,
you will never.
There she is right there.
Oh, well, she's hot.
Oh, yeah, she's a smoke show. She's
there we go.
Yep.
Okay, you know what? There are people paying good money for this, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. Dude, it's a 21 and up show. So, I mean, it wasn't like she was doing this in front of kids.
Wow. Then, Wow. I am watching this video. And she sold it. It wasn't like she just, you know, it wasn't like she said, I'm going to reach in.
No. Now it's time.
Oh, now she's straddling the person. Oh, and she's rubbing in their face.
Now that's going in the mouth hole.
Oh, God. That went in her mouth? That's what she did?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Okay.
Fortunately, she can only do that move once a month.
I said people pay good money for that, Vicky. I'm sorry, but you run in circles that you know people that would pay good money for that outside of wrestling.
Yeah. They would definitely pay money for that.
Yeah.
I don't want breakfast anymore.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Oh, my God. She is gorgeous, that girl.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That does change things a bit.
Does it?
No, like if it was Rev with a wig doing that, I would probably lose my lunch.
That would be hilarious, too.
I'm not making that video.
Okay.
All right, here's a weird thing somebody saw. I saw a guy in the middle of the road talking to one of our cones at work. Someone called the cops after a couple of hours. They showed up, talked to him, and then left him there.
Just having a conversation with a traffic cone.
Yeah. I saw something weird at the mall, at the South Hill Mall.
Oh, yeah. Did you see me?
No, I didn't see you. I saw some guy that clearly is into EDM music. He was all raved out. He had his raver gear on.
Yeah.
And I swear, he must have been coming down or starting his day, but he was just doing, he had his headphones on and he was doing his rave dance right outside of one of the stores.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I was just like, what is happening, man?
Could you see if he had earbuds in or anything like that?
No, he had headphones on.
Okay. So he's just having a party by himself.
I guess he didn't want the party to end, and he's like, well, where can I go? The mall.
Yeah, that's, I've seen, well, with our homeless population, I've seen a lot of stuff like that, where you go, okay, what's going on over here? Because we, unfortunately, you know, a lot of homeless folks have mental situations going on. Yeah. And so you do see a lot of behavior that I think that if you were a little bit more aware of your faculties, you wouldn't do that behavior. It's not like, hey, you know what, long hair, don't care kind of thing. It's not that. You're like, okay, something's going on. Like having a conversation in the middle of a crosswalk, screaming at people, and you're like, dude, what is going on?
When I lived in Queen Anne, I lived right by a homeless shelter. So there was like, sometimes you had some interesting people coming and going by our area. But it would sometimes, as back when I was living there, I lived on the first floor, I'd open up the window and get really stoned and just watch the insanity happen around me. Because it was just like, there was always weird stuff. There was this one guy, and he got naked, and it was across the street from me.
Ooh.
And he spent the entire time doing that. Well, I mean, I don't even know what it would be called, but like it's like the buff. He basically would like kind of thrust his hips so that then eventually his boys would swing up and then they would swing down and he would close his leg to do the Buffalo Bill.
Oh, dude, that's still skill.
Yeah,
that's skill. I think I would be disturbed, but still would like to see that because it's like, I don't know how to do that.
In some circles, they call that the pendulum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was putting in his 10,000 hours because he was clearly spending a lot of time doing this. And every time he would succeed, he would giggle. Yeah. So he was like, whoop, whoop. And I was just like, I don't know how much longer I can watch this, but I watched it for a good 5 minutes.
Yeah, you did.
Isn't it weird that I can totally picture Steve doing this in front of the mirror and just be like,
yeah. Did you try it, Steve? Because you know what? Those are skills that, you know what? You can't unlearn.
Oh, I would do that at home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that outside in Queen Anne.
No, you do it for your poor, poor wife, I'm sure. You couldn't wait till she got home. She'd have your shirt on, no pants, and go, honey, I'm doing this for you after your long day at work.
I'll be honest, I've never done that in front of her.
Oh, dude, you should. As soon as she gets home from work, you should do that.
No, I think
she puts in how many? She puts in a long day at work. You can't give her a little puppetry of the penis.
I don't think she would dig that.
Have you ever tried the helicopter in front of her?
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I feel like in every long-term relationship, the guy has had to do the helicopter at least once.
Yeah.
I kind of do more of like a swing in my hips, so it kind of like goes back and forth, back and forth kind of a thing.
Oh, so you do the rain bird.
I don't know if that's
sprinkler.
What it's called. Yeah, it's more of a sprinkler.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I'm doing like the whip and the nay-nay just with my...
The whip.
That's a lot of information I realize I just didn't want to have here. Yeah.
I know your son's in here.
Oh, look at this.
Joey D's nuts.
Oh, this happened when I was in Amsterdam. We've just got in. We're walking to our hotel and we hear a bunch of clapping. And I'm like, oh, there's a crowd gathered by this fountain. We walk over to the fountain and there's this guy in full bondage gear on his hands and knees walking around the edge of the fountain with this giant Russian woman cracking a whip behind him.
Yeah.
So I did not expect it.
Welcome to Amsterdam, people.
Apparently, he was a cat, and he kept having to walk towards his bull, and he would have to answer questions. And if he got the question wrong, she'd crack the whip and hit him with it. And if he got it right, he got to get closer to the bull.
Wow.
But
we might
never
need to do that for Beat Migs, huh, Rev?
Yeah.
Damn.
Whip It Wednesdays.
Wow. Dude, the crowd was loving it, though.
Yeah.
They got like...
Well, everybody loves trivia.
They love
that's
trivia.
What it is.
It's true. But dude, I've never seen such a weird thing like that just as a normal occurrence for them on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Vicky, you got it in share. And I think, Danny, you were there with us, too. The guy in Chicago.
Oh, my God, yes. Because we've seen him multiple times.
Right.
So when it's like the big their version of the Gay Pride Festival, they like close down multiple blocks.
It's like a farmer's market for gay pride.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And there's this one guy who wears tighty whities and he's got shackles on his ankles and shackles on his wrists and he's just kind of walking all sad with his little bag. And you try to talk to him and he'll kind of ignore you, but he's just sitting there whitey-tighties and there's this tiny man and he does this every year.
He kind of looks like the dude from The Hangover.
Yeah.
The guy that jumped out of the back of the car.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who was that guy's name?
Ken. Ken. Yeah. Ken Jeong. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried talking to him like, hey, sir. And he just won't talk to you. I think it's his punishment, humiliation thing he must get off on. I don't know.
But he does it every year.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, next role time, play, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. Next time you go there, then he's still there. What if he just never stops doing that? Like, every day, that's just his thing.
He's just
annoyed that people are around him.
I wonder if it's a different pair of underwear every time or if it's the same pair of underwear. Because I've noticed it getting dirtier and dirtier, like skid marks wise.
Oh, that's not good. It's not odd for a lot of people here, but my first visit to Seattle, the first time I came here and went to the Fremont Festival and seeing a guy riding a bicycle naked with my little daughter because I thought I was going to a regular parade.
Surprise!
Sarah's 7, Joey's 10. And, hey, kids, let's go!
Cause, do you remember this show?
I don't, no.
Oh, Sarah does. Sarah was, she was traumatized. She was like, Daddy, that guy's thing is out. And I'm like, I didn't know that was going to happen. I'm sorry.
That's not a banana hat.
Yeah, I know it's not.
Weird.
Yeah, and that was odd for me. Now I realize, now to me, you know, 20 years later, it's like, oh yeah, that happens.
How about this texture says, I saw a guy at Safeway who was wearing a dinosaur onesie and cowboy boots, and he was just shopping. Like, nothing was odd.
Oh, man.
It was the Rev, actually.
Yeah, I still got that dinosaur onesie. I need cowboy boots, though.
Yeah, you gotta get Steve's.
Yeah, hey, Steve, can I borrow your cowboy boots?
Yeah.
I don't have cowboy boots.
Oh, whatever. Those cowboy shoes that look really good with your
those are really nice.
Those are just dress shoes, man.
Oh, they look good cowboy style. Maybe because you had the rest of it.
Because I had a cowboy hat on.
I see everything looks cowboy when you put a hat on.
Got to tell you about this woman who had an epic meltdown at an airport gate. And yeah, of course, you know, we got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.